Now, Sister Gerda, she has to leave us this afternoon after meeting, so you can speak till you have to leave. Sister Gerda is, as you know, longtime missionary to Taiwan, and also she's one of our ministers in our fellowship in New York, and God has gathered together, well, she has, and the Lord has enabled her to gather together a precious group of people who worship Him at the Woodhaven Chinese Zion Church. And they have the most adorable kids in that church. And some of them were here first period, remember, Enoch and Esther? Oh, yeah. They come from her congregation. Come, Sister Gerda.
That one's the one that wasn't used.
One of my favorite jobs in Woodhaven, I ended up in Woodhaven from Taiwan, but I still go back to Taiwan at least twice a year for special meetings there. One of my favorite jobs there is driving the big van and picking up Sunday school children, taking them to Sunday school. But before we had the big van for 15 people, I had a minivan. Oh, first I had a car, two-door car, but I piled the kids into that. Then we got a minivan, and once there were 24, I know it was illegal to do that, but they all wanted to go, so what was I going to do? So we somehow or other, we squeezed in 24 kids. But usually Sunday afternoons, they come to Sunday school in the morning. We have John Chow and Molan. They minister to the teenagers and young people. First they attend the meeting, and then they minister to them in English. And after that, in the afternoon, I have the privilege of taking them to the Ridgewood Sunday School. And that's such a blessing. If anyone here wants to have a good job, just buy a van and take kids to Sunday school. It's such a joy. I remember putting on those songs from Taiwan for the children, and they would sing, and I love those children, love those boys and girls, and that's how the work in Woodhaven started, getting acquainted with the children, and the older people came. I was homesick for Taiwan. I never wanted to leave Taiwan, but it was because I had to take care of my mother, and she was already 90 years old, but she went to Taiwan with me 7 times back and forth. And because I was in Woodhaven, missed my Chinese friends, I remember sweeping outside, cutting the grass. I found Chinese people passing by, and so I spoke to them in Chinese, and they were surprised, of course. And then they came to my home. We had treats for them, and that's how the work in Woodhaven started. But my story begins, I was born into the Ridgewood Fellowship, and only two blocks away from the church now, that's where I was born. And my mother had already experienced the Lord in such a wonderful way in the Ridgewood Fellowship. She was a Christian. She was brought up as a Christian in Germany. And then they came to this country. But she was longing for something better. She said, there's something better in life than this. Her father read the Bible to them. They went to church. They sang those lovely songs. But there was an emptiness in her heart, and she didn't know what that was. And that emptiness, she found fulfillment in the Ridgewood Church. And there she found Jesus. She found the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And her story is similar to Pearl Young's, although my mother was not a Christian worker. But my mother had that hunger for Jesus, and that's what brought her into this. And when she came to the Ridgewood Church the first time, she sat there with her friend, Mrs. Hahn, and she said, all these songs are so precious. She knew them from childhood. But she saw people praising the Lord and speaking in tongues, and she said, what language are they speaking? And then Mrs. Hahn said to her, I'll tell you later after the meeting. My mother found out it was the baptism in the Holy Spirit. She went home, and she said, if it's in the Bible, then I want to believe this, and I want to have this. And she read almost the whole night. I believe she stayed up the whole night reading the Bible, and she found it. And she said, this is what I want. I want to experience Jesus in this precious way. And so she told me her testimony. She would pray every day, at least an hour, seeking the Lord. And one day the opportunity, again, she was in church, in the Ridgewood Church, and the Lord began to fill her with the Holy Spirit. And it was so wonderful. It was so glorious. And my father, I understand from the testimony, I wasn't born yet. And then my father would pick my mother up because he really loved her. And that's another love story. there are so many of them in the world. And he picked her up, and she went to bed. He was sleeping, and the Lord kept filling her with the Holy Spirit. And that hunger in her heart was satisfied. She knew that Jesus came to her, and she knew that this was the right way, just as the Apostle Peter has told us in Acts 2, to be repent and to repent of our sins and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to be baptized in water. And the third step is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The sooner we are, the better it is, because it brings us into a life of fellowship with Jesus. And that's what happened to my mother. And this also happened to Sister Pearl Young. And if you like to read her story, I believe they still have some books down in the boathouse. If they're sold out, I have a few more at home. You can get them from me. The Chinese version, we also have the Chinese version. And Sister Pearl Young was a missionary from Canada. Most of you know her story. And she was also brought up in a home where they loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And she devoted her life. When she was 25 years old, she went to China. She was in the China Inland Mission. And there she served the Lord very faithful. She was very faithful. But she felt also a void in her heart. She didn't know what that was. And she said every time she read John 14 and 15, where it says, abide in me, she felt she did not have an abiding life. And to make a story short, you can read her story. She found Jesus also in the Ridgewood Church. She had him already, but not in that fullness. And she wanted what these folks had. She came to the Ridgewood Church, and they were raising their hands. It was through one person's testimony. I believe it was someone from the Williamsburg Church in Buffalo. We have some people here from Buffalo. And she met this person. They said, you can find more about the baptism in the Ridgewood Church. And so she made up her mind to go there. She said 2 weeks, and then she'd go back. But the Lord convicted her that she said 2 weeks, and that was her own thought. And she finally she said, as long as you want me to stay, I'll stay. And the Lord filled her with the Holy Spirit there. And when she experienced that the Holy Spirit brings us into the presence of Jesus, oh, this is what she wanted. This was the great desire of her heart. And the first time that breakthrough comes in a person's life, it's so satisfying. Just Jesus comes to us, but it continues that way all our life. We want more and more of him. We don't stop seeking him. And so she found him. And then she determined. She said, that's what I want to bring to my Chinese friends in China. And then eventually she had to go to Taiwan because the door was closed to China. If she were living today, she passed away in 86, she would be so thrilled that the door has been opened. There are so many Chinese all over the world that love Jesus. And it was my privilege to join them in 1967. I can't believe it, so many years. I still feel as if it was yesterday. I stood here and gave my testimony, and Brother Hans Waffle and the others prayed for me. And I didn't want to ever be a speaker. that was the last thing I wanted to do. I wanted to be a helper wherever I could help. And I speak mostly in Chinese, so my English sometimes isn't that perfect. You'll have to excuse me. And a verse that's so precious to Sister Pearl Young, our brother mentioned it already. I know it in Chinese better than English. Yolia wada ming ning yo zun so the jerin jiu sha I wada bi mam wa fu ai ta wuye yao ai ta bing tia yao shang ta xian xian. That's John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. We have that as our theme verse every time in our winter camp and summer camp in Taiwan for many, many years. It was Sister Pearl Young that suggested this verse, and it's really true. He wants to manifest himself to us. He wants to come to us. Jesus wants to manifest himself to us. And not only Jesus, but his Father, the Father, wants to express that love to us and draw us. And I've followed him now many years. I was just a child. My sister is here today, and she used to take care of me when I was a little girl. She remembers when I was born. And she knows I was a very shy child. I loved to read and to play the piano, but to speak in front of people, that was not my choice ever. But Jesus changes us, and he makes us to love his way and to love what he wants us to do. And it was back in, I guess I was 10 years old, and my sister was taking me to camp, to Pilgrim Camp, and we were leaving the house, and my mother had a way of speaking. I believe it was God in her. And not only ministers, but mothers and fathers, and through our friends, God can speak to us. And my mother said in a soft voice, but she said to me as I was leaving, I was excited because we took the bus in those days at almost midnight, and 11 o'clock midnight from New York City, Port Authority, and it took almost 8 hours to get up here to Chestertown. And I thought this was great. I didn't have to sleep the whole night. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, I'm going up there to swim and boating. I loved swimming and have a good time. I knew there were meetings, but that was not the first in my mind. And that I still remember that bus ride. We sat in the back, and it was swaying back and forth, and I loved that. And one lady was talking the whole night long, and I thought this was great, not having to go to bed all night. But my mother said to me at the door, some of you have heard my story, so I apologize for repeating it again, but she said to me, "It's about time you sought the Lord to be filled with the Holy Spirit." She said, "Your sister was only 9 years old when she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And here you're going to be 11 years old at camp, and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit." Oh, those words just went like a knife. I didn't say anything to her, but it was like a knife going into my heart. And I believe the Lord put them there into my mother's heart. And I came up here. And the first day I was tired because we hadn't slept, but the meeting, we sought the Lord after the meeting. I knelt over here, and I think we were in the boathouse. Yes, we were in the boathouse. And then that night I said, "Dear Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit." But he didn't. And then the next day was my birthday, and that day I thought for sure he would fill me with the Holy Spirit. Because it was my birthday. I was just a child, innocent. And I asked him to, but he didn't. But the next day I thought, well, this day is just as good. The day after my birthday. And I knelt over there, and sure enough, the Lord came. And very softly, quiet, nobody knew what was happening. But I knew Jesus came to me and filled me with the Holy Spirit. There was a change in my life from that time on. In those days, the children also attended the meetings. They didn't have We had camp meetings if we attended the camp sessions, but the grown-up, we attended the grown-up meetings too. And from then on, I could feel the presence of Jesus in the meetings, how precious it was. And a love for the Bible came into my heart from that time. And my mother noticed afterwards my obedience was better at home. And she noticed a change in my life. But there was a breakthrough that came into my heart at that time, and I'm so thankful for this place. Every time I come back, it just rejoices my heart to be in this place, to seek Jesus. And I know throughout the years, many, many have been filled with the Holy Spirit here and have come into that fellowship with Jesus. And we've been told a sentence: the baptism in the Holy Spirit is an advanced step in the knowledge of God, whereby Jesus is made real to the soul. And once you've tasted this, you're spoiled for anything else. Once you've tasted that fellowship with Jesus, that it's just unspeakable. It's hard to describe, but it, one time Sister Pearl, in meeting in Taiwan, she wanted to describe to the people the how the presence of Jesus is. She said, that quietness, that peace that comes to you in the meeting, that love, that joy, that's Jesus. That's his presence, and you open up to him. But it's so important that we're filled with the Holy Spirit, because in the Bible we're told that John the Baptist, from the beginning of the New Testament, just about every New Testament, from the beginning says, someone is coming whose shoes I'm unworthy, and he shall taya yong sheng ning yu huo ge ni men shi xi. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he does that. He's the great baptizer, and it's his great heart that yearns for those. There are many, many Christians in the world, and out of those hundreds and thousands, Jesus is drawing and choosing people from those thousands who will really go the inward way of knowing Jesus and loving him, and it's a precious way. Now I'm a little older, and I've seen many things. I've seen many places. Went with Sister Pearl on many trips, first in Taiwan and Hong Kong and the Philippines. And people all over, they're interested in the presence of Jesus. But to really stay on that path, it's a path that leads to his glory and his presence. Some people say, we say it in Chinese, yo de ren yi wei yi fen. They say, oh, the presence of Jesus is just one thing. But when Sister Pearl heard that, she said, no, don't ever say that. She said to people, don't ever say that. The presence of Jesus is everything. To have Jesus is everything. And how careful we have to be to maintain that presence and walk with him softly. And so that's what we've been doing in helping others. We can't do it ourselves. Jesus has to draw people, but we love to tell them that this way is such a wonderful way. And just this year, recently, this Bible I purchased a number of years ago, it's a Chinese-English Bible, but this year I was especially moved to read my portions through the Bible, and also the Ridgewood Bible reading every day, first in Chinese and then in the English. And it's been such a blessing to me. I've read the Chinese Bible for almost 40, just about 40 years, yeah, 40, 41 years. But this year it's become extra special. And then also the verse that the Ridgewood Fellowship, Brother Eddie gave us for this year is, in Psalm 119, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. I thought that's such a wonderful verse. And I started reading more in the Psalm 119. I've always loved that chapter, but it became more precious to me and more real to me. And this year, this Bible is just more precious and more real. And also I found out back in 2003, that year the verse the Lord gave us for our Chinese churches was 诗篇三十七篇第四节, Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And in Chinese is 又要耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你. And that year, every day, the Lord reminded me of that verse. And he became so much more precious to delight up. What a privilege we have to delight ourselves in him. And he's the great joy of our life. And he filled us more with joy. That year, my younger brother, Paul, we grew up together and played together. He passed away. And I went to his funeral in North Carolina, and I of course, I wept. I loved him, and I miss him greatly. He was the opposite of my brother, Ralph. My older brother was a quiet man. But Paul loved to talk, and he'd call me up, and he'd talk an hour. He could talk an hour. He just loved to talk to us, and so I missed those calls. But I said, now, how can you put the two together? Delighting myself, delighting myself in the Lord and having this. And the Lord said, you can still do it. I can comfort you. I can take that hurt away. And he did. He did. I know my brother's happy in heaven. And he loved to sing, and he's singing up there. And we're here still, and we're continuing to follow Jesus. And if he doesn't come, then we're going to live maybe till 100 and rejoice in him. He gives us strength. So many times I've experienced the new life of Jesus in meetings, his healing touch in meetings. I was healed. I've always been a sick child from a child. I was the weakest in our family. But the Lord's given me strength and new life and new courage. Sometimes you're amazed at the life he gives you, and he takes away tiredness. He comes to you. So I love that verse, delight thyself also in the Lord. That's one of my favorite verses. And as you pray these verses, they become real to you in your life. And Jesus becomes more, you have more and more joy in him. It's happier all the time. And so we like to sing, we always tell the Chinese people, we like to sing, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, because that's Peter's song. And Peter, although he was not as intellectual, some people think, as Paul, he was a fisherman, but he became very eloquent, because Jesus was in his heart, and nobody could say it better than Peter. And it's nicer in the Chinese, because it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, and that's true. The presence of Jesus is that way, and it takes you through the hard places. And then this year, I'll just finish with this, that as I was reading Psalm 119, those verses, there were verses there too about delighting in his word. And I thought, I'm not going to just delight. Of course, we've loved the Bible all our lives, but it came even more precious, delighting myself in his word, delighting myself in Jesus. And we added two other things, delighting ourselves in prayer and praise. And if you do that every day, that's better. I know you should take vitamins, but it's better than any vitamin to get up in the morning and sing and praise him. I heard Brother Eddie say that his family one year, you said that you finished singing through the German songbook, the whole song. So I thought, maybe I should do that too. So I started first in the Chinese songbook, every day a song, then in the German and in the English. And I don't have as good a voice as my sister, but I do it anyhow. And I sing every day when I'm home. I didn't do it up here because we're in the meetings and singing. And then you praise the Lord. And if that doesn't make you happy, what will make you happy? We have Jesus. He's our all in and all. And I thank him for that. I thank him for the privilege of being here and worshiping with each one of you and seeing from coming from We have one of our co-workers here too, Wendy. Yeah, she's in California now. She was with us in Taiwan many, many years, and she still takes care of some of the book, the books that we publish in Taiwan. Jesus is wonderful. Just recently, I said I would finish with that, but there's one more thing. That's what happens when you open your mouth. Words come out. And there was one more thing. Recently, the Lord impressed me to speak about his coming. We remember when I was a young girl, we heard so much about his coming. We were so impressed. Jesus is coming soon. I remember once we were upstate at my aunt's house in Red Hook, and we saw the northern lights, and the people that were with us said, Jesus is coming. The northern lights are so beautiful, and it impressed us he's coming. And if you study that topic about Jesus coming again and how to be ready, you have the story of the 10 virgins. Those that were ready were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled, and they had the presence of Jesus. And then there's one verse in 1 John 2:28. We put that on Sister Pearl's, the memorial plaque. We have it, Go to Co Church. I'll just read that yet in closing, where it says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." And the way to be ready, the way to be watching and praying, is to abide in him every day. And abiding in him, Sister Pearl, she said, abiding in him is staying in his presence every day. And I think she said the right thing. And so when we do that, we hasten his coming, and he's coming soon. And I thank him for that, and thank him for each one of you, and may the Lord bless you all.
I have seen the face of Jesus. Tell me not of aught beside. I have heard the voice of Jesus. All my soul is satisfied. For he shed his blood on Calvary, and he saves me by his grace. And I find my all in Jesus, my eternal resting place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, that was a few years ago when it had been a while since we had German meeting, and I thought, my, we're losing that treasure of the German songs, and let's go through the German hymn book. So we did, and it took us quite a while because we didn't skip any songs. We didn't skip the ones that were hard or the ones we didn't know. We tried them all. And there were 565 of them, and when we finished, I said, wow, we really should start from the beginning again. Those songs at the beginning of the book are great, aren't they? And the consensus was that we ought to give it a rest. So that's what we did. But I really like them. And we still sing once in a while, but we haven't ever gone through the book. You amaze me. I just did the German book, and she's doing the German and the Chinese and the English all at once. It's good to keep singing.